This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do already have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a question. I have my garden is overtaken by weeds, and I was thinking of spraying it with like a herbicide. What's the breakdown? Would it be okay to plant a new garden next year, or would it still be a effect of the chemicals using?
So a lot of the herbicides that you could use, well, you know, you can replant in 2 weeks. You know, so it's not something that would affect next year. But getting rid of those weeds is definitely something that's beneficial, so that you can, maybe do some feeding of the garden now for next season and not feeding the weeds that are actively growing. There's still that, you should still, look at putting something down for the winter in a garden, whether it be, a winter rye.
My grass clippings are down.
Perfect. So you're adding some sort of compost to it, right?
Right. And then I rototill it in.
Exactly. So what we don't want to do is rototill in those weeds. We want to get rid of those weeds, right? I'd be spraying them now and still doing everything that you've done, but getting rid of those weeds is going to kill it to the root, which is going to pull those types of weed seeds out of the garden. So by getting rid of them is perfect. So I'd spray them and then wait probably 2, maybe 3 weeks before I add, before I'd rototill anything. That way the weed seeds can be killed that are there, and the weeds that are there aren't going to be mixed in.
Okay.
All right, Bob, good luck. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara is in Auburn, New York.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul, and thank you so much. Patrick, I'm sorry, Patrick.
That's okay. Thank
you so much. I live in an apartment and have many containers on my porch. This year I had difficulty with, I believe, spider mite, which got into everything.
Yep.
I did spray it with a lot of different things. I wasn't good about keeping it every week. So finally, I made my own insecticidal soap because I figured, what the heck, I might as well. So I started spraying it, and believe it or not, I did stop them. Things are starting to grow again. My morning glories are now blooming, which I never thought they would. So my question is this going to winter over in my soil? Do I need to throw out all the soil in my containers?
No, so if you, what you can do to get rid of some of the spider mite, if you're worried about it overwintering, because you've already killed a lot of it, what I would be looking to do would be using like a systemic insect control. Okay, there's a systemic insect control with acephate in it, which actually can go into the soil and translocate through the plant and actually help kill anything and kind of suppress any of the future spider mites that would be coming.
Okay, the systemic, what would it be called, Paul?
So this is actually called systemic insect control from Bonide.
By Bonide,
yep.
Okay.
They have it in a pint concentrate, so you would mix it in water and water it into the plant. So since it's systemic, that's how you would do it, right? But again, it does do it does a number of other insects, right? This isn't just for the spider mite. It's going to do, you know, your scale. Some white fly, you know, caterpillars, that type of thing. So it's not just one and done type thing.
Okay, so I do that next year, next spring.
Well, so what I would do,
soil.
I would actually do that now at this point, just to help with any of it not overwintering while the plant is still growing and taking anything in for the season. Okay, so I'd be looking at that. To help just kind of suppress some of the infestation there. But
and
what I would,
I would do everything when they're dead and all that, and then next year start using this the Bonide product again.
Yes. For the application, I'm pulling up the bottle at the same time so I can tell you how often to use it here. So when it's very bad, what we're trying to do is, you know, you apply it 2 to 3 times, waiting on a 7 to 10 day in between application. Okay. So just to really get it thick in there and into the soil. That would be something. You kind of make this into. You make it into a spray, so you'll mix it with water. What you'll do is, I'm trying to find the exact ratio so I get you the right one, but it'll be on the bottle as well.
Right, okay.
You'll use
it into a spray. I don't put it into the soil. I spray it on the plants.
Yeah, so what it does is it absorbs into the plant that way.
Right.
And we'll go through the whole thing, and then it gets to its root system. So for this, you'll be using 3 tablespoons or 1.5 fluid ounces per gallon of water. So, and you would spray, you could spray all the plants that you have just to be safe. And again, do it a few times, maybe every 2 weeks, I'd say, for like 3 applications so that you're killing anything that's there that might be hiding. And get rid of them so that with the house plants, they're not just in the house everywhere.
Well, that's the next question that I had is I've got Christmas cactus out there that I want to move in. I don't think it got it on it, but again, I don't know. And should I be using that on those before I bring them in?
Well, so I like to be spraying anything before I bring it in, right?
Okay.
Just as a safety precaution, because you just don't know what it's going to bring in from outside. So,
so then I should spray those and do this before I bring them in, okay?
Yeah, and I would do that with any outdoor plant that you're bringing in for the winter.
Okay. All right.
You could also, on some of them... you know, one of the biggest things that sometimes comes in the soil is a fungus gnat that it almost looks like a little fruit fly.
Uh-huh.
That fungus gnat, you could use another type of systemic houseplant control, which is a imidacloprid product, but it's called systemic houseplant insect control. This one, I had thought about this one for you, but it doesn't control the spider mite that we were discussing. This will do some others, but this one is into the soil. So you mix it into the soil.
Okay.
So you could actually be doing a little bit of both. You could have something for the soil-based insects and then some of the insects that are on the plant, so you can have the systemic in two ways. So I think that's that might be the way to do it. I always recommend for anybody who's bringing in houseplants to use the systemic houseplant insect control, mixing it in the soil, because it just is going to get rid of some of those hard-to-kill insects when they get inside. And that fungus gnat is one of the top ones, because it's just more of a nuisance, and they just you're looking for where that fruit or old fruit is sitting, and you know you've cleaned up, but it's that fungus gnat there.
Then I really can't get to the soil on my cactuses to mix, you know, to mix it in the soil. Can I use the and water it in?
Well, so you could, so it is a, it's a granular that's systemic for houseplants.
All right.
Systemic insect control is a liquid form that you do have to mix, so you could spray it. So that could be part of it, because it will translocate through the plant that way, but it would just be based on what type of insects are on those.
Okay, so I would go to Bonide and look for these things that you're talking about.
Definitely, and so it's a systemic insect control and then systemic houseplant control.
Okay. I will look for both. One quick. I'm the lady that called about the amaryllis. I don't have...
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, did you say Barbara was still there?
Yes.
Hi, Barbara. I'm sorry about that. We hit the break.
Okay. One quick one. I don't have a basement. I have an apartment. Should I put it in the garage? And will the light when I open the garage to drive be too much? Or could I perhaps put it in a paper bag, the plant, the bulb?
So you could do that. You could also put it, like, in a closet.
Okay.
You know, just right, somewhere where it's going to have a dark period for, okay. Basically that 8 to 12 weeks. You're okay. Just looking for it to be able to, have that dormancy period. We want that period so it can rejuvenate and be ready for the future for that Christmas type blossom.
So it doesn't matter if it gets a little bit of light as you might open the closet and stuff like that.
Yeah, so what I would do, like you said, you were going to, you could put it in that paper bag. To keep it there. But the idea is try to keep it as dark as possible in an area that it's going to just have a period of time. Because here's the thing. If you put it in a basement, you're going to go down there and turn the lights on anyways.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's kind of like that. It's just it needs the majority of the time to have that dark period.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now it's definitely, we're waking up in cooler temperatures every morning, so it shows you that fall is here. It's already jumped up about 10 degrees since I woke up this morning, so that's a good thing. I'm going to be in the mid-70s, but that's perfect to be working outside. What does that mean? It means it's perfect for plants to start growing their roots a little deeper and lawns to get established. So we definitely need to, if you've had some issues with the lawn this season, think about it now. Get out there, get the areas ready, and reseed. If you, we always think about reseeding in the spring. Because the spring is when, you're ready to do everything. You've been stuck in the house all winter and ready to go. Well, the fall is actually the best time to be doing that for next season. Sure, you can reseed in the spring. I definitely recommend it, even if you're seeding now, to get that thicker lawn, because you want to do something to make your lawn stronger. So doing it now and then again in the spring, perfect. What I also like to do at this time of year is it takes about 14 to 21 days for seed to germinate, right? And you'll start to see some of it a little bit earlier, depending upon the grass seed. But what I like to do is put seed down now, and then in 14 days, throw down more seed over the top. Because inevitably, not all the seed's going to grow. We are never always 100% successful with all the seed growing, even some of the great grass seeds out there. Obviously, it's, you know, you might miss a little bit of watering here or didn't get enough sun there, that type of thing. So I always like to do that second round of seeding as like an overseeding versus if you're doing a complete new seeding at the start, right? So we start off, we do a new seeding. So we put out 3 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And then in that 14 days, we're looking like we're overseeding. So you do 1 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet to put over the top. So you get that second batch of seed coming right up so that, you know, all your hard work will mean something in the end. So I'd look at it when I'm buying seed this year to get a little bit extra. You know, you have, let's say, 1,000 square feet. That 3 pound bag is going to be enough to do one. Let's go up to the next one. Let's go a 7 pound bag. Let's do it a couple times to allow the seed to really germinate and get stronger for you. So you can have that green, lush lawn. Remember, we talked about fertilizing another time, that application 5, which means the lawn's still growing, so you can still grow grass in 2 to 4 weeks from now. As long as the ground's not frozen, you can definitely be successful. So just a few tips just to think about when you're reseeding. It's not just about seeding once and being done. Seed a couple times to really get it in there and go from there. So hopefully that can help you be successful with your lawn. If you give us a call, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun. And use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's feared the death toll from the massive wildfires in California and Oregon in particular will be soaring as searches of hundreds of burned out homes continue. One fire near Sacramento is blamed for 10 deaths already, and 2 towns just outside Portland, Oregon have been destroyed. Zane Sparling is a reporter for the Portland Tribune.
We have 1 million acres now scorched. We've never had this many acres of uncontained fire in state history.
At last check, at least 28 people have died in the western fires and dozens remain missing. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says 2 deputies are fighting for their lives after being shot in Compton last night. The sheriff says the pair, 1 male, 1 female, were ambushed as they sat in their patrol vehicle. No arrests have been made. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Advisories and warnings have been posted along much of the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Sally is picking up strength. A hurricane warning has been issued for the New Orleans area and the Mississippi coast, where the storm could make landfall by late tomorrow or early Tuesday. President Trump holding a rally in Minden, Nevada last night, confronting Joe Biden's latest campaign commercial, which endorses the reports that the president disparaged veterans.
Here's the problem. He doesn't even know it happened. I think he has no idea, but he's a pathetic human being to let that happen.
The Atlantic magazine was the first to claim that Trump called Americans who died in the First World War losers and suckers. A Confederate statue in Charlottesville, Virginia has come down. The Albemarle County Board of Supervisors making the decision to remove it at a meeting earlier this month. Its removal came yesterday, and it was live streamed by the city. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another half hour to answer all your gardening questions. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Bernie's from Methuen. I'm saying it completely wrong.
Methuen?
That's it.
All right, Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. I got a question about my garden. I'm moving my garden to Carolina.
Where are you moving it? I'm sorry?
Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
So I was wondering what to expect. You know, what grows better down there compared to here, and how that growing season is down there, because they never see snow. And
well, so you're going to you said Hilton Head on the island there?
Yes.
Well, then I'm kind of a little bit jealous of you going down. It's going to be a little bit warmer most of the time for you. Their temperatures are going to average a little bit warmer. They're still going to get some cold, right? They're not going to have snow, freezing, that type of thing. But they will still get some lower temperatures. It's almost like you're on the in-between of here in Florida. So you'll get a little bit of the, some tropical type plants and some of our evergreen type plants. Your season's going to start earlier. You're going to start more in March, the beginning of March, maybe even earlier, and extend into November. So a lot of the plants that you grow here, you would still be able to have success with, because a lot of the plants will actually grow in, from zone like 5 to zone 9. So you'll still have some of those, but you'll be able to be able to plant some more plants along the lines that would be able to stay out like it was in Florida, like a tropical. We're looking at you'll be able to do some crepe myrtle types that you wouldn't see in other areas. You'd be able to see more flowering plants, in my opinion, down there than you would normally see up here. Think of some of the growing seasons just basically almost double than what it is here. I'm going to look up the growing zone so I know. So it's a zone 8, right?
Okay.
So zone 8, so right now you're in Methuen?
Yes. Yep.
So you're in like a zone 5. So we're basically the temperature is not going to drop below 15 or 20 degrees. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's never going to get too cold, but you're still going to get some cold. Just looking up some information here, their average last frost is March 20th. Now, our average frost up here, our last frost is May 20th. So you got 2 months on us to be using like a vegetable garden to start, right? So we can't really put vegetable gardens like the tomatoes, those types of things, out until the end of May. So your growing season for your vegetables is going to be so long, and their average first frost is towards the end of November, almost around Thanksgiving. So the ground will freeze, but it won't completely be the freezing that you have up here in New England.
Okay.
So it's extending extending your growing season. In here. The grass is going to be a little bit different. You're going to be looking at a few different styles of grass. I believe there's going to be some Zoysia grass. There's going to be St. Augustine grass. You'll still have some rise and fescues, but you're not going to have as much. You'll even have like a centipede grass. Grass isn't going to grow as tall as it does up here. We're not getting that tall. It's getting more spreading. Some Bermuda grass, which is nice and easier to use because it's basically like a sports field. So the lawn should be a lot nicer up there than it would be here. Like I said at the beginning, I'm a bit jealous of you moving down there because you're going to have a full growing season. I mean, if you think about it, so March 20th to November 30th, so we have December, January, and February, 3 months of a growing season that doesn't really exist where the rest of it does. So you don't get that around here. So it's definitely it's going to be worth it for you, obviously.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Well, good luck, Bernie, on the move, and keep us posted. I'm sure you'll still be able to hear us online down there if you're interested. We can help out when you get there.
Well done. I'll give you a heads up. I'll let you know how my peach trees are growing down there. Should be a lot better.
Oh yeah, I definitely think your fruit trees are definitely going to be a lot better down there. You might even be able to throw some citrus out there.
Oh, really? Come on, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. You probably couldn't because the 15 to 20 degrees, the citrus doesn't want it to get below freezing. So I was pushing it a little bit, but, sounded good, right?
Yeah. All right, Patrick. I'll get in. Keep in touch.
All right, Bernie. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, like I said, I'm a bit jealous. Hilton Head down there is a nice area. Get a little bit more rain than we do being on the coast there. Might be hit a little bit more like by some hurricanes or things like that. But, man, it's a beautiful area down there. It's a different type of different type of living. So as I said, I am very jealous, but I'll take New England. I enjoy the winter. mostly, except for the winters where we have tons of snow, like in 2015. But I definitely a bit jealous. Anyway, so today it's warming up. Get out there, get some work done. One thing, you know, we did a lot of this spring where I noticed in the garden center is everybody was growing fruit trees, trying to grow, you know, even blueberries and grapes and all those things at home just for the future. Well, if you missed out on that, I know my garden center that I work in, Winchester at Mahoney's Garden Center, has been getting a fresh grouping of the fruit trees and blueberries and grapes and raspberries, etc. We have tons of them in stock, and they're looking awesome. So this is the time really to be planting again. And we think about, you know, it's apple picking season just about. Well, you know, it's not just apple picking season, it's apple planting season. So you can be doing that now. It's the peaches, same thing. You know, Bernie was saying, you know, maybe my peaches will grow better in Hilton Head. Obviously, there's a longer season, but we can still grow them here. And fruit trees are definitely something, take a few years, but they can be productive for you to get you that fruit during the season. A lot of them need two trees. Not all of them are self-pollinating, but even when there are two trees, when they are self-pollinating, what it does is they work with each other to help with their blossoms. Beneficial insects that are pollinating are going to be closer together, so they can go to the same types of trees and be more successful that way. A lot of blueberries that are self-pollinating, if you read the tag, they actually recommend getting two of a variety to get more fruit going forward. They help pollinate each other. Not all blueberries need a pollinator, but there's plenty of charts out there of what to pollinate. Apple trees. Apple trees definitely need pollinators. The pollinator is to make sure that it gets the fruit that you want, right? There's a bunch of pollination charts out there for your apple trees. I'm trying to pull one up while we speak. And it's, you know, it can be... pretty deep here when you look at them. But they, you know, the apple, they have that early bloom, the mid-season bloom, and then the late bloom, right? And so we're looking to pollinate with something. You know, one of the charts that I have has a list of probably about 30 different varieties, and it says what not to use as a pollinator and what to use as a pollinator. So one of my favorites would be like a Granny Smith. Granny Smith is a great apple, and you can actually pollinate that with like a Pink Lady or a Honeycrisp. You know, they don't want you to be pollinating with the Gala. They say that, you know, kind of stick away from that. You could also pollinate with a Macoon. You could pollinate with a Red Delicious. You know, there's a few others like a Fuji, just to name a few here. But take a look at it. The majority of apples need a pollinator. So it's not just about getting one apple tree. It's about getting two so that they can pollinate each other. They don't have to be the same, right? So a Cortland can take that Granny Smith and pollinate that. And then you have two different styles of apples. Maybe you want something a little bit different. You want the Macoon apple. You know, the Empire apple is going to pollinate that. Honeycrisp is going to pollinate that. So just think about it. But there's a lot of fruit trees out there right now in the garden centers. And, you know, to be successful for next year, we want to get them developing their root system now. So they're not focusing on trying to push the fruit. They want to focus on pushing their root system. The deeper the root system, the longer they're going to last for you, and the better they're going to be. So anytime at this time of year you're planting, always use a type of compost or a planting mix, something along those lines to build up for you the way, you know, to build up the nutrients in the soil. Also use like a biotone starter. the biotone starters or granules that you mix into the soil. It's going to be a beneficial bacteria that attacks the root system in such a beneficial way to really help it. So it's something to really think about. You know, we there's talk of who knows if a vaccine is going to happen before the election. Who knows when the vaccine will really be there, but with what's going on, we want to be ready if this were to ever happen again. And growing our fruit trees can take a few years to get there, but we don't know when this is going to happen. The one thing we do know, 2020 will end at some point. Hopefully we can start 2021 with a fresh look at this, but we want to be ready for that. And that's why we plant some of these plants now, so that next spring, we're going to be in that next growing cycle and be a little bit more successful. So those are a few things we can do. You know, fruit trees are huge. It's so many styles you can get. Peaches, plums, cherries, apples, etc. So think about it. We're going to take a break here. We got one more segment, and then we'll wrap it up for the week. So if you have a question, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
And welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. We're going to get right into the phone lines. We have a few calls. We'll try to get through as many as possible. Nathan, who's up first?
Mark is in Mashpee.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Thanks good morning.
For my call. So I heard you earlier today about the how many pounds per thousand square feet grass seed, and got me thinking. I have bent grass in my front yard.
Okay.
And then I have a younger lawn just seeded about 5 years ago on the side of my house. So my front yard is about 70% bent grass, originally sodded, and then my newer lawn is starting to have patches of bent grass. I was thinking if the tenacity was put in, it would delay me from seeding because it's a herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a, and then, but I'd be better just digging it up or rotate, or, you know, kind of put grass seed in. And the side of my house, I was reading up on nitrophos barricade. Would that be better just apply to that or try to reseed the patches there as well?
Okay, so with the tenacity, getting rid of the lawn or the weeds, excuse me, that it's going to kill, usually it's a two-week wait before you put in any new grass seed. Maybe a little bit longer, but it's usually about 2 weeks before you can start, before you can even fertilize. I wouldn't fertilize anything at this point. I'd be waiting just due to you don't want to fertilize the weeds or you know the items that you don't okay. want. So I'd be waiting. I'd be waiting to do any feeding. Anything along those lines at this point. Now, as far as what was the name of the other product that you wanted to use?
It's like a pre-emergence, I guess, similar to the Halt Plus Nitrofurantoin.
Okay. So I haven't heard of that one before, so that's what I'm wondering at the same time. Maybe it's the Barricade that I know it as, because I've heard of Barricade. All right, so Barricade's the one I'm thinking. I'm sorry, it had to get through it there for a second. So the Barricade would be like the pre-emergent that you would almost use in the spring.
The springtime, okay.
So
they said the fall for some reason on the internet.
Well, I'd have to, if it's the one I'm thinking of. So with anything pre-emergent, you know, it's not really doing much, in the fall. It's doing more for the spring when it's coming okay. through. That's usually how I would look at it, mm-hmm. unless you're using a weed and feed from them. But the Barricade one itself is a pre-emergent, so it's not allowing any of the weeds to germinate or get to that point. It just kills everything that happens. And the thing that I would worry about putting any of that down is reseeding. You really can't, because it doesn't know the difference between regular seed and weed seed. So that [S2] Right. [S1] Would be one where... if you're reseeding, I wouldn't be putting that down this fall. Okay.
Right. No, I wouldn't do that. I was saying, do I do that? Well, you just answered my question. It's probably more in the springtime, but for some reason, the internet had fall. So I guess my question is do I have enough time to spray the tenacity, let it sit for a couple of weeks, and then do, as you suggested, maybe a couple rounds of seeding this fall?
Definitely. You have plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Okay.
You've got weeks. I mean, I've seen people put down grass seed into November. Honestly, they'll just keep going for all the way into November. I see no problem with you putting it down now.
All right. And is there a way to spread tenacity better than one of those big water bottles? Because they're in a pretty large area.
No, they don't. That's pretty much it, unfortunately. I gotta cut you off. I apologize. We're wrapping up the show here.
Nope.
I appreciate the call.
Taking my call.
Have a great one. Get out there, everybody. Plant something. Be good to each other. We'll see you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.